I'm Andrew McKinley, and I live in the one of the most southerly parts of Greater London. The borough of Kingston is a rather long London borough, and I'm right in the deep south. And our nearest main police station is right in the heart of Kingston upon Thames, many miles away. For some years, there's been a very much valued shop in the Hook Shops south of the A3, which has served the communities of Chessington, Hook, Maldon, Rushett very well. And the police officers there are, say, much valued, and operationally it's good for them because otherwise they would have to struggle through a great deal of traffic to reach us from the Kingston Police Station. Now that office is threatened by cuts and closure. And in normal times, I would have organised a petition to ask the commissioner to think again. It's not possible with COVID to organise petitions, but I do hope and urge that many listeners who share my concern that we should not have this loss of this wonderful confidence-building facility provided by the Metropolitan Police, much valued, they should write to Clarissa Dick, the commissioner, as a matter of urgency, asking her to review this. There really is a special case for us in this little long appendage of Greater London being serviced by this sub-office of the police in Hook. And that's why I'm urging people to join me in writing to the commissioner at Scotland Yard saying, please keep our Hook Police Station shop.
And I mean, you mentioned it's quite a small place. Obviously, there is still a station at Kingston. What would be the problem if they took it away and you were served by the Kingston Police Station?
Well, the Kingston Police Station is many miles away. It's as simple as that. And also, anybody who knows the area will know to drive from Kingston to south of the A3 can take a considerable amount of time, even with flashing blue lights. But after all, this police presence isn't just dealing with crime. It's dealing with confidence building. It's where the police have a very helpful interface with the community. They're intelligence gathering all the time, giving people advice to combat crime, and generally knowing the community well. It's a community base, a community hub, and that's why it's most valued. And of course, the area I'm talking about serves about half the geographical area of the London Borough of Kingston. Elsewhere, police stations in other London boroughs are in the centre, the geographical centre or heart of a borough. That is not the case in Kingston's. The Kingston town centre is really the north end of a quite big and very long borough. And we need a police presence, say, in the south. There's a degree of logic to this, I believe, as well. To suggest that you can have adequate and high-profile policing for the community being delivered from a station in Kingston Town Centre, in my view, is absurd. We are an area of Greater London which is surrounded by the Surrey County Council police area. They clearly cannot provide a service for us. That's clearly out of their jurisdiction and competence. We pay our rates, our council tax rather, to and for the Metropolitan Police. And I think it's not unreasonable that this great facility, much valued, is maintained by the commissioner in the special circumstances I've outlined.
And you mentioned, you know, there's logic to having a little station there because of the geographical nature of the borough and where Kingston is. But there's probably a degree of logic in where they're making the cuts. Lots of services are having to make cuts at the moment. So can you not understand that, you know, this is going to happen, it's going to happen in other areas? Is that not just part of the Met Police's overall strategy and cost saving for London?
I fully accept that there are great constraints upon the Commissioner and Metropolitan Police, and it's for national government to provide full funding. I think the present government's failing on this. But bearing in mind the Commissioner is having to make some cuts, it doesn't mean to say that the first thing that comes into her mind should be the cut which is the most prudent. I'm arguing that compared with some other areas, we're already badly provided for in terms of police profile. I'm inviting her to look at the shape, the geographical shape of the borough, which I think supports my arguments. As I say, it's a very long borough. Compared with other London boroughs, the police presence is geographically in the centre. The police station in Kingston is not geographically in the centre. And the area which this little sub office or station provides for is already half the geographical area of London Borough of Kingston. Those people who are familiar with the A3, it's everything which is south of the A3 is covered and provided for by this police station, the very dedicated officers who work from there, and the community support officers.
And what people around who live around you saying? I mean, are they worried about it?
Well, my anxiety is because of COVID lockdown, not many people know about this threatened cut. And that's why I'm pleading with people. If listeners think I've got a point, I hope they will join with me in writing to the Commissioner of Metropolitan Police at Scotland Yard immediately. I prefer a petition, and I think we would get thousands upon thousands of signatures. But many people will be hearing it for the first time, probably listening to our discussion today.
And what kind of crimes, you know, do you get around in your area? What kind of day-to-day work are these police doing?
Well, there's a full range of crimes, because obviously we've got some main roads going through us, so there is, as well as crime which occurs in any sort of high street or any residential area, you've got opportunist crime, but you've also got organised crime, because we're quite close to Junction 9 of the M25, which is good for people to get out of an area very swiftly. If it's well rehearsed and coordinated, they can do that. And of course, the Kingston bypass, the A3, is close by too. So we are, in that sense, vulnerable to organised crime, exploiting the geographical location, getting away very swiftly. But after all, the police aren't there just to combat crime or to advise on how we avoid being victims of crime. They are doing much helpful community work, as I say, giving advice and to people generally. They are intelligence gathering all the time, and I think that would be lost if everything is based upon the police station at Kingston upon Thames. The local community officers have eyes and ears. And that's why I think operationally the Commissioner might want to think again, because there would be, in my view, a loss to her and her colleagues in knowing what is going on in their patch.
And, I mean, you're right to be concerned. How do you feel about losing that? Are you worried?
Oh, I am worried. And the further south you go in a borough, the less attention you get. I say we could be a million miles from Kingston town centre. In fact, where I live, many people, they gravitate in terms of their shopping to places like Epsom or Leatherhead, or even over to Hinchley Wood. We are, say, surrounded by an entirely different local authority, an entirely different police service. Historically, we are a novelty in terms of Greater London. We're a little spur sticking out, but we're entitled to be serviced by the police. We're entitled to their support, and also that they have in their interests a need for a presence for combating crime, intelligence gathering, and giving confidence to the public.